This is the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today we look at a piece of the Internal Revenue Manual, specifically section 4.11.6. This is the examiner's reference guide for depreciation method changes. It is not a court case or a ruling. It is the IRS's own internal instructions. And it matters a lot if you are doing a looked-at cost segregation study on a property you have already owned for a few years. Let me start with the question this episode answers. If you bought a building 3 years ago and you want to do a cost segregation study now, how do you claim the catch-up depreciation for those 3 years? Some people assume the answer is to file amended returns, go back and fix year one, year two, and year three, but that is not correct. A change in how you depreciate property is a change in accounting method, and changes in accounting methods have their own specific procedures. Internal Revenue Manual 4.11.6 is the IRS examiner's guide for exactly this situation. It governs method changes under sections 167, 168, and 197, which are the sections that cover depreciation. A cost segregation study that reclassifies assets from a 39-year class to a 5-year or 7-year class is changing your depreciation method for those assets. Section 446E of the tax code requires that kind of change to go through a specific approval process. Here is how that process works. For voluntary changes, you file a Form 3115, Application for Change in Accounting Method. You attach it to your tax return for the year of the change. The Form 3115 includes a Section 481A adjustment. That adjustment is the total amount of depreciation you would have taken on those reclassified assets if you had properly classified them from the beginning, minus what you actually took. The difference is a lump sum catch-up deduction. You can take the entire amount in the year the study is filed. For most taxpayers, that is a large, immediate deduction. That catch-up is one of the biggest reasons to do a look-back study. Say you bought a building 5 years ago. A study finds that $250,000 of your original cost should have been classified as 5-year or 7-year personal property. You only depreciated it at the 39-year rate. The catch-up through the Section 481A adjustment brings all of that under-depreciation into the current year at once. You do not have to spread it out. You get it now. IRM 4.11.6 is the reference an examiner uses when they review how you handled that catch-up. If it was done on a Form 3115 using Revenue Procedure 2015-13, the automatic change procedure, the examiner has a clear process to check against. If it was done some other way, such as on amended returns, the examiner will flag it as an impermissible retroactive method change. That creates problems. The IRS does not allow a retroactive change in depreciation method without going through the proper procedure. The Cost Segregation Audit Techniques Guide, Chapter 6, references this section of the Internal Revenue Manual directly. That means examiners working a cost segregation audit are specifically told to check whether the method change was handled properly. A study that follows the Form 3115 path under Revenue Procedure 2015-13 satisfies what the examiner is looking for. We follow this procedure on every look-back study we prepare. The Form 3115 gets filed with the return. The Section 481 catch-up is calculated and reported correctly. That is the legitimate path, and it is the one the IRS recognizes. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how the method change procedure connects to your own study, take a look at the authority library in your report.